Shalom and welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh, St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed people on earth. For unto us a child is born, unto us the Son Yahweh is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6.
I just like to testify to you this morning that Yahweh is God. And besides Yahweh, there is no God. I just like to testify to you today that the great, good, and terrible, great God, Yahweh, the only true and living God, Yahweh, has sent his Son, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, to you and me, the so-called black man. I just like to testify to you that Yahweh has sent our Savior, who is here to redeem us today. I just like to testify to you that our Savior is not only coming, but he's here. I like to testify to you that our Savior is here to deliver us and to bring us into our own land. And he ain't just coming no more, but he's here right now, dwelling among you and I today. And in a few minutes, the very one that I'm talking about, the very one that has you and me dressed in white this morning, the very one who has shook up this city, is here dwelling with you and me right now, who has caused a controversy in Miami. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has caused a controversy in 100 major cities across America. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who got the United States government upset. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who put all of the towns out of business. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who set all black leaders down. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has put the preachers out of business. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver you and me from the hands of the white man. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver us from the brutality of the white man, who has treated us evil and afflicted us evil for the past 400 years. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who has come here as a champion for you and me.
And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one mind, one law, and one action.
We're all for one.
And one for all.
And we want for our brothers and sisters.
But we want for ourselves.
What about soup?
If I have a bowl of soup, you may have my bowl of soup.
And anything else?
Anything else.
Praise Yahweh. What is the duty of a Hebrew man?
To be in righteousness.
What is the duty of a Hebrew woman?
To follow in righteousness.
And to be the turns from the law?
From such turn away.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
What time is it?
Nation time.
What makes up a nation?
Families.
What makes up families?
Husbands, wives, and children.
And if either are weak?
The nation is weak.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
What color is our Creator, Yahweh?
Black unto the brown.
What color are all His prophets?
Black unto the brown.
What color is the nation of Israel?
Black unto the brown.
How many tribes of Israel?
12.
What's the name of the fourth tribe?
Judah.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
And how long is forever?
Eternity.
Yahweh chose who? Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
If you don't know that,
you can't say that.
I'm here to make you know the words of Yahweh. Not maybe, if, and, or but. I'm here to make you know Yahweh. By saying, oh, dry bones, you better wake up and hear the words of Yahweh. After I put skin, cover you with skin, in 37:6, I will put breath in you. See the stages that my people have to go through in America? This means I can't just walk. I could not just walk in America and speak the words of Yahweh and my people would just jump up and start following Yahweh. First, my job was I had to spend time. I had to first get in a position to speak to all of my people across the country. Otherwise, the only bones that would be up are those in Miami. Some of you may wonder, well, why have we been here 5 years? Because I had to get in a position. This is a precept upon precept phenomenon. This is a line upon line phenomenon. And a little here and a little there phenomenon. And I had to suffer hypocrites coming among us who pretend they love Yahweh but can't quite get with the sun thing. They want to pretend they love Yahweh but they can't accept the sun. But see, they didn't have no problem. All of their life they had no problem. Until I come and show them that I am the son of Yahweh. Then all of a sudden, they have a problem. And we just read, no man can serve two masters. But there are those trying to serve two. But when I try to build the kingdom of Yahweh with those serving that other man, I have to wait till they feel like it. Huh? And usually after they give their best day and best hours to their white masters. And when their masters get through with their dry bones, they'd be too tired to come and serve Yahweh. Notice the dry bones don't have any trouble serving white men. But they don't want me to say, come and work for me, Yahweh. What are you saying now, you know? He's saying he Yahweh? I got all of a sudden, see, I got a problem. What are you saying? You have to come and worship me, the king. What are you saying? He the king? did I hear right? He trying to say he the king? Of king? I don't have no trouble with kings. Are you trying to say he's the prince of the king? See, my people don't have any trouble when it comes to white masters. Huh? Go and scratch where they don't itch. Grin when they feel bad. Work for the master when they are sick. Huh? And when they come to Yahweh, they want you to run after them and seek them out. They want to run to their room and sleep. Hide behind a box or in a truck somewhere. Sleep. Don't want to get up before 6. We'll wait till 5 minutes till. Now, they will buy 5 clocks to get up. They don't need anybody to come and knock at that door when they are working for their white masters. They don't need anybody. They set 5 clocks and get up early. If they have to, they miss breakfast all the time, running late to get to be to the white master on time. But when it comes to Yahweh, because he's black, they want to be in authority, but they come in, want to come in after prayer and when they want to. They want everything handed to them. They in line whenever anything is to be given out. They're right in line. Get new shoes and just throw them around. Hallelujah, Yahweh. When it comes to serve Yahweh, and because he's black, the black God, they have a problem with that. When you work for Yahweh, the black God is love. And that's what's taught. Look beyond your brother's fault. See a brother. Don't look at your sister's fault. Just see a sister. When you work for your white master, he calls you all kind of terms. Degrade you. Overwork you. Underpay you. You train a dumb whitey. What you know, you teach that old dumb whitey all you know when he come on the job. And you look around, he's your supervisor. You train the sucker. Taught him everything you knew. See, you were nutty. If you all hadn't taught them what you know, you'd be the supervisor. No, you're dead. You're dry bones. And you want to serve two masters. I'll serve Yahweh by going to the building. When it's class time, I'll show up at the building for class. And I call that serving Yahweh. But I only want my food from my white masters. That's who I want to work for. Now when you all that love Yahweh and refuse to work for the white master, when you all get us free, and when you all get things fixed up and ready to go home, I'll be there. Remember me?
See, when y'all folks got started, I used to pass the word out. Remember? Yeah, I was always around for National Testimonies Day. Remember me? Hey, I got my culture. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom, shalom. Uvraka. Shalom, More. Shalom Aleichem, Mora. My shalom ka. They say that. Lila told. They're not going to say, you know, Boca told. They don't say no Lila told. You might go off and leave me. Now, all I know now is Boca told. Morning time. Good morning. I even know a little Hebrew, see? Got my star. Yeah. I know the testimony. Yahweh is God. Yeah, I admit everything you said was true. America has fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Now I see y'all fixing to go home. I was just watching y'all. I knew you'd make it. I know Yahweh is God. I knew you'd make it. But see, I wasn't strong enough to come. Dry bones, you better hear the word of Yahweh. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, then you better. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord Yahweh, then you had better choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether your white masters or me.
See, that's it.
Yahweh. Now, your master is going straight to hell because I'm going to cast him straight into hell. Praise Yahweh. And all of you unbelievers in my message. And all of you that are full of fear and afraid of my message, you too are headed to hell with a one-way ticket. Revelation 21:8. Revelation 21:8. I'm not talking from my lips. What I just said is in the book. Revelation 21:8. Read.
But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
What does the first word say? The fearful and the unbelieving, you're going to burn and die. You're going to be right in the pit of fire with the devil and the preacher, prophets. Revelation 20:10. Read.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Now, if you don't believe what I'm teaching you, you just read your destiny. It is a forever destiny. You just read it for yourself. If you're afraid of what I'm teaching you, or if you are unbelieving, you're going. And if you're a liar, you go out and cast my name out as evil, you're still going to hell. And it's heated up with fire and brimstone. If you don't believe what I'm saying, you don't believe the word, that's all. Praise Yahweh. You just get to enjoy what the people in Noah's day enjoyed. They drowned in the flood. And Yahweh told me you'd be just like they were. Matthew 24, 37. Matthew 24, 37. Yahweh told me that you would be today as they were when Noah was warning them the flood was coming. Start reading.
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Now turn back to Ezekiel 37. Verse 3, read.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live?
See? When the Son of Man would come in the day of the coming of the Son of Man, he would be talking to a people who are like dry bones. And they would be just like the people in Noah's day, who refused to know, who refused to hear the word of Yahweh, who preferred to be afraid of the word, who would rather be an unbeliever until the flood of the destruction of America comes and sweep you away. He said that's the way you would be today. Unbelieving and full of fear. See, you're afraid of your white master. You're afraid of losing the crumbs, the perishable wealth of your white master. You're like the prodigal son. No, you're like Lazarus. You're like Lazarus who sat around the gate of the rich man, waiting on the crumbs to fall from the rich man's table in the form of welfare and food stamps. Because your diet is messed up, you be weak, full of sores and sickness. You wait on the white man's dogs to come and lick your wound. You don't want the table and a house for yourself. You don't want a mansion to live in yourself. You want to lay around and wait on the rich white master's crumbs to fall off his table, and like a dog yourself, you lay around too lazy to get up and go into the bush and hunt meals for yourself. When you find a meal in the bush, you put the bird in your mouth and you bring it back to the master's house and wag your dumb tail and say, Master, take it. And he takes the bird from your stupid mouth that you caught in the bush yourself. He pats you on the head and say, good dog. He cooked the bird, eat all the meat, and let the bowl fall on the table for you. And you wag your tail and say, thank you, Master. And you'll go out in the front and guard his house day and night to keep his enemies away from his house just for the joy of a bone. And you'll give your life for your enemy protecting his house. And you are offered mansions, land that flows with milk and honey. You are offered the rulership of the planet Earth. And he said, I chose you to be the chief ruler. And you turned my offer of a chief ruler down. I proved to you that I'm more than able to take care of you. I proved by those that I have raised up that I will get you respect from the nations of the earth. I will get you honor.
from the nations of the earth, and you sit back. Says,
God is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten of Son of Yahweh.
Hallelujah. You must believe in my name. My name is Yahweh. John 5:43. Why is my name so important? You must believe in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh. I am the only begotten Son. There is no other one. I am the only begotten Son of Yahweh. I am. There is no other one. I'm the one and only. There's never been another one but me. Never has been another one but me. I'm the one and only forever. John 5:43 reads,
I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
See why my name is important? I have the same name that my Father has. So when you believe in my name, that's why you can ask anything in my name and Yahweh will do it for you. In the name, oh Yahweh, I ask in the name of Yahweh ben Yahweh. Oh Yahweh, help me in the name of Yahweh ben Yahweh. Look how many times you call him. That's 3 times. Oh Yahweh, help me in the name of Yahweh ben Yahweh. Yahweh's name 3 times. Back to Ezekiel. Verse 6, I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin. That's the third step. Fourth step is the foundation. And then I will put breath in you. And then what? You shall live. And all of a sudden you're coming into a big piece of knowledge. And then you shall what? Know that I am Yahweh. What it's all about. You must come to know that I am Yahweh. The one you're looking at, the one you're in here looking at, I am Yahweh. That's what you're looking at. You're looking at Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. I know what you think. Some of you want me to show you my Father. John 14:9. You want me to show you my Father. I know. Read this. John 14:9. Yeah. When are you going to show us Yahweh? When are you going to show us the Father? Have I been with you so long, and yet hast thou not known me? Dry bones. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Why do you say, show us the Father? You, when you look at me, you are looking at the Father. Back to Ezekiel 37. Now, if you're not writing these scriptures down, see, you're going to miss out when you go home. All you'll do is leave here with an emotional impression. And you won't do yourself justice to leave here with an emotional impression. You needed to have written all these down so that when you go home in the quiet of your house, you can just open your Bible and read these scriptures yourself and see. And let me talk to you in the quiet of your house. See, when you go home, I'm the one that's talking to you. When you open up a book and read, that's me talking to you. Because I am the Word.
I'll walk in and sit on your bed sometime. Yeah? Sometimes you can just look over and you'll see me. Laugh. You know, it doesn't ever make you afraid. You don't have to be afraid. You know it's me. I can visit all your rooms, houses at once. Any state I want to. Anywhere in the country or the world, I can just walk right in. I walk right on through the wall and sit down on your bed. I've done it for some of you, I'm sure. How many of you have I done it for? Praise God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, that's my power. Oh, yes. Good. I'll come and visit if you want me to. I sit here and visit you right on your bunk and just talk to you, hold your hand. Oh, it's a blessing. Verse 7. So I prophesy, so I am prophesying as I am commanded. And as I am prophesying, there's beginning to be a noise among so-called black people in America. And behold, there is getting to be a shaking of Yahweh is being talked about in the home. There's getting to be a Hosea 4:1 in the house. Turn to it and see if I'm not making this happen among your relatives and your friends. This Hosea 4:1 is this shaking going on. There's a shake, rattle, and roll that's beginning to happen. Shaking and a rattling taking place. Read.
Hear the word of the Lord Yahweh.
See, there it is again. Hear the word again. Hear the word. Of who? Of Yahweh. Uh-huh.
Ye children of Israel.
That's talking to you, the so-called black people. Yes.
For the Lord Yahweh hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land.
This is my controversy. I'm the one stirring it up. I'm the one who set the controversy in motion. When I come and start prophesying to you dry bones and speaking to you dry bones and writing the message and the words of Yahweh, I'm the one make you say, who? Yahweh? Who is Yahweh? Then you begin to study and say, hey, did you know God is black? What? You mean to tell me his son is black? What? You mean it's right here in the book that Israel is black? What? You mean the tribe of Judah, chosen to be the ruler, is black? What? You mean Solomon and David and Jeremiah and Job are all black? What? You mean I'm a Hebrew Israelite? Hey, 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 mama, sister, brother, husband, wife, look here. Let me show you what I found out. Right here in the book. I wonder why the preacher didn't tell me. Oh, I found out it's over in Isaiah 56, 10, 11. He's a dumb dog, that's why. The old dumb dog, he's greedy dog, blind. That's why he didn't tell me. But look at here, mama, brother, sister, daddy. And they, get out of my face. You trying to join some cult. You letting that man brainwash you? You finna be brainwashed? They teach hate, child. Controversy. And then I show you, Jesus and Jehovah do not exist. The letter J is only 500 years old. Jesus and Jehovah never did exist. Nobody by that name has ever lived. The controversy, huh? White people have it, but they won't say nothing. I gave Jesus and Jehovah to white people, but they won't say anything. They're quiet. They don't want to stir this up. But see, I got the controversy. controversy with the inhabitants of the land. I'm upset with the inhabitants of the land. I don't like the lie that chose me as a white man when I'm black and belong to you. I didn't come to save the world. I come to save you. I wasn't sent to the world. I'm sent to you. And I got a controversy. I got an argument going. So I'm stirring it up.
Praise Yahweh.
They twisted my words when they say I so love everybody that my father sent me to you. Oh no, I'm only sent to the house of Israel. Matthew 15:24. I'm not sent to everybody. I'm only sent to you, a people that are dry bones and lost, of the house of Israel. There's a group, there's a tribe that is lost from the knowledge of Yahweh and their true history, the world's best kept secret. They're lost. I'm sent to the lost tribe of Israel. Not sent to everybody. Matthew 15:24. Read.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
That's you. No need to be mad about it. Don't worry about white folk. You better worry about yourself. You can't save white folk. Can you save yourself? You must hear the words of Yahweh. Back to Ezekiel 37. It's all about you knowing that I am Yahweh. Now that says I'm prophesying about the words of Yahweh, and there's a noise in the land of America. There's a shaking. And although there's a controversy and people casting my name out as evil and lying on me and separating themselves from our company, yet the bones are coming together, bone to bone. I showed you tonight, the bones are coming together. I've laid the structure and the frame of the body of Israel out across America. The head is in Miami and the body stretched out across the country. And I'm bringing us together bone to bone. And all of us have different topics, different parts. And some of us are different organs and no one of us is more important than the other. Some of us are the eyes of this body. Some of us is the heart. Some of us are the ears, some of us are the hands and the fingers, some of us are the liver and the spleen, some of us are the legs and the feet and the toes, some of us are the leg bone, some of us are the thigh bone, some of us are the hip bone, huh? Some of us are the collarbone, some of us are the skull bone, but we're all coming together now, bone to bone, because I'm prophesying to you dry bones. Hallelujah. Verse 8, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews, the muscles, and the flesh came upon, is coming up on the so-called black man of America. As I look out across America, I am watching my people beginning to get a little muscle now on the frame, huh? That's next. After I get all you bones together, then I'll lay muscle on you. I'm still working on the bones. Doing a pretty good job, but I think I just about got these bones lined up all across the country. I think I just about got these bones. When I spread out to 100 cities and I'm all over the country now, I think I got the skeleton laid up. I think I got the skeleton laid out. I'm right where we are, all across the country. I got the skeleton. Now, in all the little towns and little hamlets and little villages and little communities laid out. Oh, I'm doing it. And I know what I'm doing. I'm doing what I know, and I know what I'm doing. as I watch, I'm beholding the skin beginning to cover you. I'll be watching that. Cover you from above, not below. This is a thing in the mind, see? When you get your skin covering, that means our mind will be getting together, because it's coming from above. But there was no breath. See, my people don't have any breath in them yet. So we still have that job to do. I still have that job to do. So we're still in the middle of this prophecy being fulfilled. So after I get the flesh all on you across America, then Yahweh had laid out my instructions what I'm to do next. In verse 9, see, he told me, he said, okay, now, then he said unto me, after you caused all this to happen, not through with you prophesying, you got some more writing to do. No, that's what I'm doing now, day and night. See, I'm still writing. I have articles now written through June already. And I have my books written for the next 5 years. I already have 12 laid out for you. And by the 1st of January, I will have all of my articles, weekly articles, written through October 85. I'm working day and night now. And I don't take pleasure. I just avoid pleasure for myself. My brothers and my sisters would be glad to rub my feet that are tired after I stand up here and teach 3 hours or 4 or 5 or 6. I'm sure that my brothers and my sisters would be very happy to do that. I don't have any doubt about it. Praise God. But I pass up pleasure for myself. I just go on and hurt. 99% of the time, I just go on and hurt. Working myself to a fragile and to a state of weakness. Bringing my system down just to save and deliver you, my people. I work day and night. I don't have to work as hard as I'm working. But I love you with all my heart, mind, soul, body, and strength to such an extent that I go without my pleasure. If I came to any other nation or race of people, they would have me in the biggest mansions in the world. In every country, they would have a mansion for me, and I'd have the biggest jet airplanes, and I wouldn't have to do a thing. Whenever thoughts come to my mind, I wouldn't have to pick the pencil up and write it myself. They would have just scores of women, men too, if they qualify, as to take dictation from my lips. They would just sit there and take dictation from my lip as a scribe. And they would have things so fixed up so that whenever I got thirsty, they would remember my kidneys for me. That I work so hard and so long, I forget to drink water. And I burned my kidneys out almost. But they would have someone around me all the time with juices and fruit juices and water. Seeing that I got it on time, they'd be taking care of me. They'd have fresh fruits and fresh vegetables around. There'd always be somebody around. So anything I needed, they would be right there at instant call. Wouldn't need a bell. They would be on time. Day and night. And I do without all of that. This book teaches you how to take care of me. It's all right here, clear. I could give you one word. One sister discovered the word. Just, she said, when she looked up integrity, she found out it taught her, and fear. She looked up the word fear. Sister Nardea from Goldberg, Carolina, she told me today. She looked up the word fear and discovered how to take care of me and treat me. Well, you haven't had a king before you in America, so you don't know how to treat your king. I have a limousine back there that costs almost $100,000. I don't even ride in it. I ride in everything but it. It just sits back there. And if I were anybody but me, I'd be riding around all day. In and out of all neighborhoods, styling back, wouldn't it? I own it, it's back there for me.
It's paid for. Can't nobody come get it. Don't owe one note on it. Wouldn't that be out every day? Motorcycles, bodyguards, and everything just going, just riding around. You know that's right. I forget it's back there.